We've got some old friends here. I mentioned John Mackin and his son, Jack Mackin. Wendy Mackin is here too, John's wife, Jack's mom, John's grandma, and the outlier of the family. Unless, is there a relation anywhere? No one's related to Mark Yakov Vaughn. He is here. Well, I actually, people, I'm sure are related to you, just not presently here.
Not that we know of.
Not here that we know of. Some of the finest bluegrass musicians in this area that have been keeping the tradition alive for, gosh, over four decades, if not longer. I know because I've been there for that many of them. The John and Wendy Mackin Band. John and Wendy Mackin Band here at the Saturday Light Brigade. John, what was that?
That was Missouri Road.
And how have you been?
Good. Good. How about yourself, Larry?
I've been good. It's been a busy morning today. I sometimes worry, you know, I'm awake here now, so it's good. It's been a long morning. It's been 7 hours, and that, you know, you get to see me when I'm sort of sleepy.
Oh, well,
I'm wide awake.
We could put you to sleep, though.
No. I imagine you guys have been playing a lot.
We have.
This is really the season.
Yeah, it's been a busy season. It's a busy year.
We've
done a
summer.
Good bit, and we're kind of slowing down now a little bit for the holidays, I think. But we've been doing well. And finally, I just saw Ann Feeney leaving here, and I went to grade school with her. We went to grade school together over in Brookline. So she says it's the first time she saw me since 1964.
So. Oh, my goodness. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
What's funny, Ann is not in Pittsburgh as often as a lot of people think. She travels so much playing union rallies and other events internationally. And, you know, when you write a hit song for Peter, Paul, and Mary, all of a sudden you're in a lot of demand, although she's been in demand for years before that, too.
Yeah. I thought after school she'd go to the convent after we were here. She never made it. I was going to ask her about that, you know.
There's nothing parochial about it.
Used to be.
Well, here we've got you and your wife that have been playing together for, how long have you two been married now?
43 years.
What year is this?
This is...
I think 42.
42?
Okay. I got to do the same thing.
Seems like 43 or 44. Yeah. I wasn't sure. Yeah.
And your son, John, or Jack, is playing as well?
Yeah. We've been playing... with this group, we've been playing since, I think, the early 90s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
More than
20
years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I should say Jack's playing fiddle, and John and Wendy on guitar and banjo, respectively. And then, Mark, what a nice surprise. I didn't know you were going to, I knew there'd be a fourth, but I didn't know it was going to be you. It's really nice to see you.
Well, it's a pleasure, and I mean, you're the one that deserves applause for keeping the Light Brigade alive, and a good cup of Cafe Bustelo, I hope, over there to keep you awake. We saw the can in the office, so my wife said right away, oh, that's what you drink, that Cafe Bustelo.
Bustelo,
it's the best.
Yes.
It's the best, yes. Latino, yes. Cafe Latino. Yeah.
Well, you notice that they still have me using a sippy cup here because...
It's been a pleasure picking with the Mackens for, as John said, really back in the early 90s. Is that when our maiden voyage was back in the early 1990s? And now we get to play, and thanks to yourself, get to come over here on a Saturday morning and try a few, as we say.
When did you start playing bluegrass, Mark?
I started in high school, growing up in the Washington, D.C. area, which, if I might say, back then was really the bluegrass mecca, the bluegrass capital of the world. I will say that, and I don't think
anyone
would disagree.
With WAMU playing bluegrass and the Birchmere and so many other spots.
Right. Well, we had the Shamrock, the legendary Country Gentlemen, the famous group, then Red Allen, Frank Wakefield, and we got to see all of the groups. And radio, though, AM radio was important, actually. WDON Wheaton, Maryland, 1540 on your AM dial, and WARL Arlington, Virginia, a DJ by the name of Don Owens. And what they did was incorporate bluegrass into their country format, which they didn't distinguish the two. So even in high school, you got to hear all the great groups, the Stanley Brothers, Flatt and Scruggs, and say, oh, I kind of like this. So we started playing some in the living room. We're still in the living room, though, Larry. I must admit it. We never leave the living room.
You know, seeing Frank Wakefield that young, I love Frank Wakefield, and he is a nut, or was a nut.
Still.
Seeing him at that age had to just be crazy. Was he as flamboyant as he was in his later years?
Indeed he is. I'll just leave it at that. Yes.
Yeah.
He's a legend in his own time, justifiably so.
Yeah,
right.
I really...
It's not an exaggeration.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, great.
He's the guy. I love his playing, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great to have you here. And Wendy, always wonderful to have you here. I can ask Jack directly. Did he have a choice growing up in this family?
Yeah, I had a choice. I could play any bluegrass instrument that I chose. So I picked the fiddle.
When did you start playing?
I started playing violin in first grade, classical, and did orchestra all through school and kind of intermixed some fiddle songs when I could.
Well, that's it's great to have all four of you here today. Does your son play?
He played violin for maybe a year or two, but he's on hiatus now.
On hiatus.
He won't give up his violin to his sister, but...
Well, they all come back
eventually.
Sometimes.
The John and Wendy Mack and Band are here. What do you want to do next, John?
Let's get Wendy to sing you one here. I'll help her a little bit. One that Hazel and Alice did.
Oh.
What was the name of that now?
You'll Get No More of Me.
Oh, hallelujah.
Teardrops from my eyes, you won't be satisfied. So take your cold and loving heart, your eyes too blinded to see. Oh, you never found the door to this heart of mine. You'll get no more of me. Like a cold winter storm, bending my branches so low. Oh, your wayward heart and your tortured soul leave no memories worthy to hold. So take your cold, unloving heart, your eyes too blinded to see. Oh, you never found the door to this heart of mine. You'll get no more of me. So I'll take down my heart from the willow bough. I'll hang my teardrops to dry, and I'll bow my head in sorrow no more, and no more tears will I cry. So take your cold, unloving heart, your eyes too blinded to see. Oh, you never found the door to this heart of mine. You'll get no more of me. You never found the door to this heart of mine. You'll get no more of me.
John and Wendy Mackin Band. I'm working on getting a picture of them up on Facebook. The bluegrass songs are always so short. It's difficult. I always forget how beautiful you sing, Wendy.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The songs, and especially Hazel and Alice, it's great to hear, the songs from their repertoire.
Yeah, they sort of faded away a little bit. It's time to resurrect them.
Yeah, they've just especially around these parts, but all over the world, people love their music. What do you want to do next?
Let's do an old Jim Eanes song. This is one that Mark always kind of put this in the band here. It's a pretty old one, a nice song. I guess was Jim Eanes in D.C. at the time?
He was actually. Yeah. He was in the D.C. area. Okay. Yeah. Had this big hit record.
They have, so it was called Your Old Standby. You never called me darling. You never called me dear. I wonder if you miss me if I die. You show no consideration. You have no sympathy. I'm nothing more than just your old standby. If you would call me darling, if you would call me dear, if you would learn to love me by and by, and I wouldn't mind this way, and I could stand the pain, I'd be something more than just your old standby. When you cry, someone you can depend on to always have around. I'm nothing more than just your old standby. If you would call me darling, if you would call me dear, if you would learn to love me by and by, then I wouldn't mind this way, and I could stand. I'd be something
more than just your old standby. Me by and by, and I wouldn't mind this way, and I could stand the pain. I'd be something more than just your old standby. I'd be something more than just your old standby.
That's a pretty song. I don't know that song either. Is that that Mark brought that?
Mark brought that to the orchestra here.
To the group. who wrote that? Do you know?
Jim Eanes. Jim Eanes was actually a fairly popular country artist. Recorded for Capitol Records back in the 1950s.
Oh, Jim
Eanes.
Eanes. Okay. I actually don't know.
Had a good career. Recorded for Star Day, and then played in Europe for quite a few years.
Yeah, for a minute I thought you said Jim Reeves, and I was going to say, I know Jim Reeves, but no, Jim Eanes. I'm never afraid to advertise my ignorance. I don't know him, and that's a really pretty song, and the duet is sweet on that too. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing it. We're live here in the studio right now, and you are hearing a four-piece bluegrass band, John Macken on guitar, his wife Wendy on banjo. Their son, Jack, is playing fiddle, and Mark Yakovon is playing mandolin this morning. And it's wonderful to have you here. I want to be sure we get lots of music in. Are you guys playing anywhere soon that we should let others know about?
No, we're kind of winding down. We did a lot of playing at the Mount Lebanon Farmers Market this year. We did that on the Saturdays, and then
once a month.
Yeah, we did a lot of things out in Ohio, West Virginia, and you know the odds and ends things. Sometimes. When you do a little duet thing sometimes some evenings. There's a lot of little crazy playing things that came up, and did a lot this year.
But this is our send-off now for the holidays.
You're going to hibernation until the ice jam, probably.
Mark, when it goes down to 28 degrees, he puts his mandolin away until it comes up to 28 again. And that's the truth.
I did finally manage to finish posting a picture of the band up on our Facebook page. But more important, you'd certainly want to see them, but as important, a link to John and Wendy's website so you can keep track of where the whole group is playing and where they are as well. And the website is simply, John and Wendy Macken.
It's
mackenband.com. Mackenband. I put the right link there. I just didn't keep it in my head. Lots of time for more music. Okay. What would you like to do next?
We'll do another one that Mark kind of pushed us into here.
He's becoming the music librarian for the orchestra.
Reputation. This is one that the Red Allen and the Osborne Brothers do.
Oh.
And it's another D.C. little bit. Red was from D.C. or Terry, too, down that way. And this is one that Mark kind of likes us to do now and then. And we haven't done it for a while, and I couldn't remember the name of it for the longest time. I knew we were going to do it, and it's called My Aching Heart. I think it's only in there for one.
It never says that.
Yeah. But it's the name of the song. Yeah. We'll get Wendy to kick it off here. My Aching Heart. Someone new.
just for loving you and living dreams that cannot be. I never knew could end this way, but I will smile again someday. Oh, I'll stand up and be brave. I'll grieve it's been all the way, and though someday my tears will dry, I'll forget I ever lived this life.
The John and Wendy Mackin Band, the Mackin Band. That's another song that suits you guys really well. This is, I think, but Mark Yakovon, I'd hire him to come up with music for me.
Well, yeah. We didn't know there was an option. We could stop a mod for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a beautiful song. And hearing the three of you sing, John and Wendy and their son, Jack, it just sounds great to hear the three of you. And I saw Mark also singing along a little bit there, too. Sans microphone. But.
Yeah, we miss a few words. He corrects us.
It's nice to see so many places to play in Pittsburgh, actually. There have been more and more folks, I think, discovering bluegrass music and also being more open-minded to hearing traditional songs as well as newer songs, too. And I'm sure the Mount Lebanon Farmers Market, you probably developed a fan base there.
We did.
All the farmers.
We regulars that come up there. They stand between the two banks there and just kind of, sit there and watch it. And it's really nice. You know, it's early in the morning.
Two regulars that show up.
There's a coffee shop across the street.
Yeah. Well, I would think you'd get folks. I'm sure the farmers, absolutely, but also the Mount Lebanon Knights, Mount Lebanon.
Yeah, people seem to like it a lot.
John and Wendy Mackin Band, and you, again, please stop by their website, mackinband.com, to stay up to date with their activities. Sometimes they play as a duo, sometimes as a band, as they are today. I think I've gotten every configuration.
Yeah. Sometimes a trio.
Trio.
Sometimes five.
Every now and then we get a bass.
What would you like to do next?
Let's get Mark to pick you one here. A Bill Monroe song that's on the mandolin. And got a good title to it. One called The Boston Boy.
It's called The Boston Boy.
Thank you.
I like that, Boston Boy, featuring Mark Yakovon. I didn't get a chance to ask John. John, that's you. Do you want to talk at all? You're welcome to. No. No, he's just... Man, he's sitting in the corner.
Oh. He was playing soccer today, and he lost this morning, and he's a little upset about that. It's the last game of the year, you know. And
wow.
He got to get his left foot in gear. That's about all there is to
well,
it.
Well,
huh?
maybe that was so the Cubs could win. You know?
That's another sore subject.
You were rooting for Cleveland? A whole family for Cleveland?
No, he's the odd man out there.
Odd man. You know, I was listening to that game. I haven't had time to really follow the series as closely as I wanted to, but it was pretty hard not to catch that game. And, gosh, the last three innings of that game were unbelievable.
They were.
It reminded you of why baseball can be so exciting.
It was a neat series. I enjoyed it. Yeah,
it was really evenly matched.
That was great.
With our sympathy to Cleveland,
there's good old boys up there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lots of friends up there. They feel bad about it.
It's actually hard to. I mean, if it were anybody else but the Cubs, I think I would have been rooting for Cleveland.
Yeah.
Unless it was the Pirates.
Yeah.
But what a game.
Yeah, it was great. Good series all the way around.
Hopefully life will turn around for you soon, John.
He's young. He has time.
Age of 12, you've got time.
He's 12 going on 50, I think.
Yeah. Do you pitch or what's
He's a pitcher in baseball. He's an all-around guy. Basketball will be coming up pretty soon, I think. Yeah. You playing basketball this year, Johnny?
No.
He'll change his mind. He'll be playing.
Winter soccer.
Yeah. We have the Mackin Band here featuring John and Wendy Mackin and Jack Mackin. And listen to all that clatter out there. They're prototyping museum exhibits, and they chose to do it right outside of our studio there.
Protest some bluegrass.
We'll prototype some bluegrass music. What would you like to do next?
We'll get Jack to sing you one here. One that has... should have a local spot too. This is called The Banks of the Ohio.
Sure.
Oh, great song.
I ask my love to take a walk. Just to walk a little way. As we walk, oh, may we talk all about our wedding day. Only say that you'll be mine. In our home, we'll happy be. Now beside where the waters flow, on the bank. I killed a girl I love to see.
because she would not marry me. Only say that you'll be mine, and our home will happy be. Down beside where the waters flow, on the banks of the Ohio. The very next morn, about 4:30, Sheriff Smith knocked at my door, said, "Now, young man, come long and go down to the banks of the Ohio. Only say that you'll be mine, and our home will happy be. Down beside where the waters flow, on the banks of the Ohio. On the banks of the Ohio."
Another happy bluegrass song. That's one you want to just play backwards and bring people back to life.
She didn't die in that one, though, did she?
I'm not sure. It's inconclusive.
Yes, I was going to say.
I'm going to implicate myself here.
You've got a great voice. It's nice to hear Jack singing. Sounds a little bit like his pa. Do you have any other kids?
Yeah, we got two. Jack's a twin. His sister's Kate, right?
That's
the one. Yeah. And we have a daughter in Boston.
Aaron.
And do they play at all?
Yeah. Yeah, they both do. They play. Kate plays a little Bob Dylan stuff, and Aaron's into Tim O'Brien a lot. So
yeah.
They both play guitar.
Hard not to be into Tim O'Brien.
Yeah, it is.
He just keeps on creating so much wonderful music.
He does.
Listened to an older song. Well, we played an older song of his this morning, and it's Long Time Gone with Daryl Scott. And it's just hard not to like everything he does. And if you get the right album, you can be Tim O'Brien and Bob Dylan, right?
Yeah,
he's got
right.
Red on Blonde.
Yeah, that's right.
His Red on Blonde album. Yeah. The John and Wendy Mackin Band are here featuring Mark Iacobod. If I say John and Wendy Mackin, that kind of includes Jack, but I feel like I need to...
Oh, we got to get Mark in there,
add Mark in there as well.
He's our original guy there. He's been here since we started playing there.
I bring the obscure repertoire.
Yeah. I think we should have time for two more in bluegrass-length songs.
Okay.
What would you like to do next?
Let's see. Would you want to do the...
what you were
going to
do.
Okay, we'll do this is an odd song. This is a happy song.
Yeah, it's a happy song.
Happy song.
That doesn't sound like it's bluegrass, maybe. But, features some good mandolin playing and some good instruments here. Banjo and fiddle are all kind of neat. It's an old Floyd Tillman song, one called "I'll Just Keep Loving You." As I'm sure it's bound to do, then I'll keep on loving you. If the dawn comes tomorrow and a new day comes in view, then I'll keep on loving you. Life is sweet with you near. I couldn't do without you, dear. I love you so, won't you know? I think of you wherever I go. I will always be faithful. I know you're gonna be too. And I'll keep on loving you. Thank you.
what I do. I just keep on loving you. Cause you're heaven to me, girl. Your every dream comes true. And I'll keep on loving you. Life is sweet with you near. I couldn't do without you. I love you so, won't you know? Think of you wherever I go. I will always be faithful. I know you're gonna be too. And I'll keep on loving you. I know you're gonna be too, and I'll keep on loving you.
Another great vocal by John Macken, and it's so much fun to listen to these guys. I hope you will look for them when they come out of hibernation. I'm sure probably the Ice Jam is the performance over during the winter, the January Ice Jam, and then they start to thaw out, and their instruments come out, and it's all great. We had Nijah from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh today, who is in eighth grade. We were talking about sublimation and states of matter. So, you know, you never know. You might go from ice straight to vapor or ice to water. It all depends.
Wow, that's heavy.
Yeah, it's heavy stuff.
Some of it.
I think probably John knows all about that stuff.
Yeah, if he doesn't, he'll teach it.
Yeah. Something tells me Sublime is. I want to thank you, all four of you, for being here today. It's been a pleasure. And
appreciate you having us. We really enjoyed being here.
In fact, we'll have you play us out here, and I'll thank our other guests today, Nijah, who I just mentioned, from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, and Feeney, classmate of John's, and also Andy Feit, for being here this morning. Luke Fleisch and Tom Baker, who were here with Nijah, and also Michal Highwash from the Pittsburgh Concert Society, and John and Wendy Macken, and Jack Macken, and Mark Yagavon.
Great. Yeah, thank you for having us. We've had a great time.
Thank you.
We'll get Wendy to pick you one here, one old jazz song, one called The Limehouse Blues.